Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody. First, the Rav Paperno, who's not a new person here. We know each other from Harbe Shanim, by Yeshiva. So, and all the Talmidim and the Madrich. And it's very nice for you to come to New York. Maybe one day we can meet you in Rome, or Yerushalayim, maybe it's better. We can meet like halfway. Yeah, what? Pnei Baruch. Pnei Baruch. So, we're very happy that we're able to be here together. Bruchim Habaim B'Shem Hashem. Okay, we've been doing a whole series of shiurim. Today's shiur, to the packet Zion, is a self-contained unit, so you'll be able to hopefully understand it clearly. Okay, and then, we're going to focus on one line in the Gemara. One line, maybe it takes two lines here, but it basically... So it says the Gemara, where the arrow is. You see where the arrow is? The first arrow. The Amar of Yossi. Yehei chelki mimachnise Shabbos b'Tveria u'motzi Shabbos b'Tzipori. So the word Yehei chelki means halavai. Halavai that I should be from the people who accept Shabbos in Tveria and end Shabbos in Tzipori. Now, Tveria and Tzipori are two different cities. Tveria was in a valley. Tzipori was on what? On the mountaintop, right? So when you're in a valley, right? Now, it's Friday afternoon, and you're in a valley. So the sun is going to, from your perspective, is going to be hidden from you earlier than if you're on the mountaintop. Because if you're on the mountaintop, it's going to be lighter later. Because it becomes dark when the sun sets. And if you're on the top of the mountain, you'll what? The sun will set what? Much later. If you're in the Amek, in the valley, it's going to set earlier. So he said, Yehei Chelki, it should be my Chelik, meaning Halavai, I should be on this, that I should be, accept Shabbos like the way people accept Shabbos in Tveria, meaning early. In other words, Halavai, I should accept Shabbos early and end Shabbos late. You know, that's what the Chofetz Chaim said. You know, the Zohar says that the whole bracha of the coming week comes from Shabbos. But you want to have a good week, the next week, right? So then keep a good Shabbos. If you keep a good Shabbos, then the next week you're going to have a lot of bracha. So that's what Chofetz Chaim said. You shouldn't rush to end Shabbos, you know, because if the Shabbos is generating the bracha, so to me, the longer the Shabbos, the better. You know, you want to generate bracha. So he said, why I should accept Shabbos early, like the people in Tveria accept Shabbos early. Because they're in the what? In the valley. So they're... And then, therefore, the sun is covered from them earlier, right? And the people in Tzipori are what? On the top of the mountain, they're going to end Shabbos what? They're going to end Shabbos later. So, halavai, I should accept Shabbos early and end Shabbos late. That's how Rashi, if you want to take a look at Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Here's Rashi. Here, you see, I didn't arrow it. If you see where it says Machnisi Shabbos B'Tveria, you see that last word on the line is B'Tveria. Machnisi Shabbos B'Tveria, Mibnei Shehi Amuka. It's deep, right? It's deep Amuka. Umachsheches. And it becomes what? Choshech. it becomes dark, mibe'od yom. When it's still daytime, it's already dark. Uzvurim shechashecha. Umotzi Shabbos b'tzipori. And let's end Shabbos, it's like they end in Tzipori, she'yoshevetz b'rosh ahar. V'ok she'acham ha'shokas nirasham or gadol u'ma'achron lotzis. Okay? That's the way Rashi learns. Now, the question is, what is the Iker Hadid? Was this, in other words, in the people in Tveria, when they were accepting Shabbos early, was that Iker Hadin? Or was that just a Chumrah, since they, you know, it was already hidden from them, so that's what they did. But is that an Iker Hadin? And similarly, the people who were Motzi Shabbos B'tzipori, did they really have to do that to be Ma'acher the Shabbos? Or was just a Chumrah that they were doing? That's the question. Was it really, in other words, what could be another possibility? So we saw yesterday, Tiferes Yisrael said, you know, Basher Husham, that it's not that they did a Chumrah, it's the other person said, I don't live in Tzipori, I don't live in Tveria. I live regular. I live in Rome, I live in a regular place. So halavai, I would wish that on Friday I'd be able to be in Tveria, and on Shabbos I'd be in Tzipori. What? It's Rashi from Rashi. That it's a Chumrah. Right. So, Rabbi Yom. So then what's... They think... Right. So the question is, what's the Iker Hadin?
And it doesn't say that by
the... Right. If Yisrael Pori doesn't say that. So what Rabbi Tuchman is saying is by Tzipori, by Tveria, he seems to say that that's when it's that it's Mibod Yom, and it's still they're keeping Shabbos late. But Tzipori, he doesn't say that that's so Rabbi Tuchman is suggesting a possibility that maybe the fact that the people in Tveria keep Mekabel Shabbos early, maybe that's a Chumrah. The fact that the people in Tzipori keep Shabbos late, maybe that's Iker Hadin. So perhaps, therefore, that would imply that basically you go busser whatever big thing is in your vicinity, and you, in other words, I don't know where you go by in the Tchum or whatever it is, and whatever is there, that's what, how you kovea. So Me'ikar Adin, if you would be in a place where there's a valley and then there's a mountain, so the Iker Halacha, perhaps as Rabbi Tuchman is saying from this Rashi, is to follow the top of the mountain, both from Yitzias HaShabbos and for, therefore you could start Mekabel Shabbos later, because you'll still see the sun till later, but you'll end Shabbos later. He's saying the Chumrah is that halavai, that I should always mekabel Shabbos, ki'ilu I was in Tveria for the beginning of Shabbos and Tzipori for the end of Shabbos. Now, just parenthetically, there are other Rishonim that learn a totally different pshat in this Gemara, but that's just a side point, because we're going to just have to deal with what we're concerned with is what's pshat in those that learn the Gemara, you know, that it's referring to the sunrise and the sunset. Say, for example, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas on page 2, take a look. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas says a whole different page on page 2 where the arrow is. Haya mahalach b'shuki t'veria b'arvei shabbosos. Perish b'tveria haya min hogam l'gamer es hakli b'arvei shabbosos. What does that mean, l'gamer? You know what l'gamer means? They would make their clothing what? Smell nice. Basically what they would do is they would take spices, they would put the spices in the fire, and then when you put spices in the fire, that then the smell of the spices comes up, and then you put your clothing, so just make sure you don't burn your clothing, you put your clothing on top, and then it'll get all the smell, the good smell from the spices. So then when you go to shul Friday night, you have spitz clothing, and everyone, you know, smells good. So the minhag in Tveria was they would do that on Fridays. On Friday, they would make the clothing smell. But Tveria haya minhagim legamer es hakli ba'arvei shabbosos b'pnei kovod Shabbos she'arichu reich tov. U'v'tzipori haya minhagim legamer es hakelim b'motzai shabbosos. And in Tzipori, they would do this on Motzai Shabbos. They would want their... No, we'll see. V'gam heim l'chvot Shabbos ha'yosim she'yumarin hatzah she'yish lehem ha'nefesh ha'yisera she'yeh lehem b'mnuchas ha'shabbos. V'day l'snachim me'atzah she'yeh lehem praises ha'shabbos v'gam l'sakeim ha'riach reyach tov. So just like we know, what do we do for Neshama Yisera? That we don't... We lose our Neshama Yisera, right? After Shabbat. So what do we do to make us feel good? What do we do? What do we do? Oh, we smell the besamim, right? In Havdalah, we smell the besamim. Rabbi Talaki, we smell the besamim. So they would do something in addition. They would make their clothing. So basically, the people in Tveria would make their clothing smell good on Fridays, and the people in Tzipori would make their clothing smell good on Motzai Shabbos to show that they're so mitztayer from the leaving of the Neshama Yisera. In other words, everyone has on Shabbos an extra Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, and we lose it on Motzai Shabbos, so it's a... We're upset. You know, it's like after Shabbos, you know, I feel a little down. So to make us feel good, we smell the psalm. So they used to... So this pshat has nothing to do with shkia tzeis. This has to do with, you know, perfume and stuff like that. Now, if you look on page 3, halavai that I should have the minhag to have my clothing smell nice going into Shabbos, l'kavod Shabbos, and on Motzai Shabbos also have my clothing smell nice to show that I'm... Yeah, nothing to do with a valley and a mountain. It has to do with your clothing smelling good, right, Rav Telki? Yesterday we saw the pshat in Rashi about the valley of the mountain. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the second place says that the people in Tveria would have their clothing, you know, fragranced with the spices to legamer sakelim, so they should smell good when they're coming into Shabbos, and the people in Tzipori when coming out of Shabbos. Okay, now. Now the Rimi Gash on page 3, Rabbeinu Yosef Halebi Ibn Migash, one of the great Rishonim, discusses what this Gemara means. So he says, what are we talking about? Are we talking about two people? So he says, basically, we're talking about one person, and he basically is saying like this, that he says, halavai, I should start Shabbos in Tveria, and then walk over to Tzipori Shabbos afternoon. In other words, a person doesn't want to say, I should always be the Tveria person. Because the Tveria person is going to start Shabbos early, but it's going to also end Shabbos early, maybe. And the Tzipori person is gonna start Shabbos late, but it's also late. So each of them only has one mila. What he's saying is that Tveria and Tzipori were in the same tchum. They were near each other. So he said, I would like to start Shabbos in the valley. Because if you start Shabbos in the valley, then you're not going to see the sun. You're going to start it earlier. You're going to end Shabbos in what? In the mountaintop, then you'll end it. But if you're always going to spend the whole Shabbos in Tveria, or the whole Shabbos in Tzipori, then you're only going to get one mila. So he says, Al Kocha, that Tzipori and Tveria were in the same tchum. And that's what he's saying, that Halavai, I should be able to do both. But it could be, according to this pshat, it could be that that's the Iker Hadin. In other words, against Rashi. Elavada Achad Gavrahu to come. Shmami no Tveria Tzipori Krovim Ladodi, V'toch HaTchum Kaimi. Okay. So let's take a look now in the Ma'aril. On the next page. Right, that would be the Pashup Shah. In other words, I'm not in Tveri, I'm not in Tzipori. And Halavai, I should make early Shabbos and do late.
And then you don't know this Raya goes out, and then they might be far apart.
Right. So he was learning, right. That could be the Pashup Shah. The Barimi Gash is learning, it means that the person saying that I would love to be start Shabbos here, and then Shabbos there, and it's not clear. You could still say it's a chumrah also, but I don't know. So if you take a look in the... So basically what we want to try to find out is what is the Iker Halacha? In other words, do you say you end Shabbos... In other words, if you're on the valley, you end it, you know, you start it early and you end it early, and if you're on the mountain, you start late and end late? Or is it something else? So the Ma'aril writes like this on page 4. Shabbos Palal im Bachurim. He would daven with the Bachurim. You know, like you guys. He would daven with the Chevra. The guys. Bechedro Acha Chazaras Halacha. So then, after they did the Chazara, I guess it was starting to get a little dark. They didn't have electricity. So he would be learning, they would daven. Well, first they would learn halacha, then he would light the candle. Now sometimes the chazar shir took a little time. You know, you ever in a shir, the Rebbe doesn't end, you know. This is not the type of shir we're going to have. We're going to end. So the Chazara takes long. Samuch l'tzeis ha-kochovim. So it was already next to near tzeis ha-kochovim. Mikol mokom hayem spal tfilas ha-mincha. So basically, they would have the Chazara shir, and it would be next to tzeis ha-kochovim, and they would daven mincha, even though it was pretty late. So what right did they have to daven mincha so late? It was probably after Shkia. It was Samach L'Tzeis HaKachavim. So he says, "Umaisi Raya Mipera Kol Kisve Amar of Yosi Echelki Imachnisi Shabbos Betveri." Rosh Hashanah. Mitoch SheYoshu Bein Ha'orim UMechashchi Lahu MiBeod Yom UMasoi Shabbos UMYoshu V'Tzipor Rosh Hashanah SheYoshu Barosh Ha'orim Alma Bnei Tveria Im Gam. See the people in Tveria. Im Gam Hechshich Lahem Bein Ha'orim Mikol makom achori harim or yom gadol. V'adayin lo over shas mincha. V'omer shakabol yabiyod meirab ha'movak. So he says that's the pshat. The reason why you could daven, they would daven mincha late, because even though it was pretty dark where they were, right, with the maril, but since there were mountains there, and if you'd be on the top of the mountain, it would be what? It would be light. So then, even though you're not on the top of the mountain, you could still daven mincha, even though it's pretty dark, because it's, if it's somach letzeis hakochavim, you're only going to see the kochavim when the when it's pretty dark. So he says that the Talmidim of the Maril would daven mincha late because they would follow the mountaintop. So that's like what Rabbi Tuchman was saying, that it could be that Meikar Hadin, it's toloi on the mountaintop. And like Rashi. So therefore, even though you're in the valley, so for Shabbos, that's a place, a real chumrah. You know, Shabbos is a din daraisa, skila. So then they were mekabel Shabbos early. They wouldn't do melacha if it was dark for them. They're not going to start doing melacha. But mincha, they could daven.
Could you make that distinction?
Yeah. What?
Parim versus just. It's not that they were lower than the sea level; that it's the mountains weren't in the way.
And therefore what?
So like the Lamarn Sokh, first, the beginning of the Sokh, the last time.
Yeah.
Sokh. Right. And Dala, Harem, Ika.
So you want to say that maybe the sea level is what's... Is that what you're saying?
The level you're on, the problem was that the mountains went away. The distinction would be the Maharam might agree that if it's shot, that, let's say, go the other way. On the mountain.
Right, so on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the Ikar HaDin is the top of the mountain.
You could still say that because it could be what he's saying is here. If I'm behind the mountain, I can't see the sun. It's now darker because the mountain's in the way.
Right.
So even it's not that because it's lower than sea level. It's because it's mountain.
Right. So the Bereila is an Amic. So you're saying maybe the Ikar HaDin is sea level.
Make it in the level you're on right now.
You mean even if it's lower than
sea? If it's lower than sea level, it will be this thing doesn't apply. In a dead sea.
So where was Tveria? At sea level?
It's in a valley. Valley means our mountains.
Right.
It's not that it's lower than sea level. Uh-huh. Sometimes valleys can be higher than sea level too.
Right.
Because you have two big mountains here, and it's lower
So you're saying that the pshat is, so therefore what?
Pshat is, it's like the Lauren, so it's
not... You're not saying that you follow the top of the mountain.
Or the bottom.
You follow where you are.
And if
there's something in the way, we make believe it's not there. And
just
we
like the Lauren, so...
Dala, right, you're saying like the Gemara Sukkah and Dove base. So then what's the Ikar HaDin of Tveri and Tzipori, Mikar HaDin?
Mikar HaDin, that Gemara is Tzipori, you do it, your goal based on that. But the point is, it's Tveri, you wouldn't do it. Shabbos, you're going to be Matthew because it's something to rise. You have
So when are you doing it, Meikar HaDin?
Meikar HaDin, you could go up into the wind. Shkia would be, there was no mountain.
And what about the people in Sipo on the mountain?
They would go the time of the normal time that they see. They go based on the sun.
But it's not sea level, it's where you are.
Right.
It's just if there's a mountain. See, what he's saying is, what Rav Yonis Antalathi is saying, is that maybe you go Basher Husham. So if you're in the top of the mountain, you go based on the top of the mountain. If you're in the valley, so you go Basher where you are in the valley, but you're allowed to view Ki'ilu the Har is not there.
Yeah.
So
Right, so don't, so don't view Kilu you're on top of the Har, just view it as Kilu the Har is not there. So, but that's not a kash on him. Like, you could ask a kash on Rashi.
No, Rashi says it's a great idea.
If the kash is on me, why is the kash on the Gemara on the Gemara? So, it's the same spot.
According to Rashi, you just go on.
No, he's asking for the Gemara in Sukkah that says if you're if you're between the mountains, the sells Sukkah. So he says Dal the mountains. What?
It's like I'm in a store. It's like I'm in a cave.
You think the Mario's saying what?
There's no light. Mario's got a little light thing, a little
Mario's saying what?
A vegetable cave, so you don't give me any credit. There's a little thing. I'm not going to make 3:30. That's when the light ends the cave.
Maybe if it's Fila, you could, like, get your vegetable and say,
Well, I think he's saying. He's saying that. Either you want to say your way or his way. Your way is to say you view yourself Kilo, you're on top of the mountain. His way is to say you view Kilo, the mountain's not there. Rashi's saying that Mikra Din, it's still Yom. Even though it looks dark, but it's still Yom. I think you could say either way. Well, you said the Ikra Din
earlier.
No. If you're on the mountain, you're on the mountain. You don't say Kilo the mountain's not there. For the people on top of the mountain. Because he's. You are out.
If there's something in the that's irrelevant from you, it's not you. It's not Shkia.
It's where you are. If there's something blocking, so in other words, it's where you are on the earth. So but the thing's blocking. So those. Okay, so we'll see. We'll see.
And do you think there's a story to say that hey, talk to me? That's not something that you can do.
This is not that hard a mathematical equation to figure out.
But if you know the
damage isn't here,
how do I know what
to do? Here, let's look. 1 second. Take a look at the Magen Avraham first on page 5. Look on page 5. Take a look on page 5. Says the Ramah, Hagah ulididan b'medina se'elu shenogim l'spal arvis miplag mincha, ein lo l'spal mincha achakach, v'yev v'shasadchak yotze im spal mincha ara layla. Ta'ayin tseis ha'kachav. Right, the Ramah says, you can daven mincha till tseis ha'kachavim, and that's, he's basing on a maril. And that's the maril we just saw, that they would daven mincha past the Shkia, almost till Tzeis HaKachavim.
That my real is the mashma only in the valley.
Yeah, in the valley. And he says, Zel Oshon, look in the Magen Avraham, Zion, Tainet Tzeis HaKachavim, Zel Oshon, Tarki Moshe, my real, Hayam Ispal, Mincha, B'Shas HaTchak, Somuk, Tzeis HaKachavim. It's interesting, the Shas HaTchak was they had to finish the Shia. Right? They could have stopped this, right? But he didn't want to finish the shiur.
There might be just a practical
Okay.
That's right, the lighting situation.
Omar Aval Pisha Nira Beir Laila Mikomokom Adan Yom Hukumo Shomer Rab Yosim Echelgi Bachlisha Shabbos at Varia. Zel Dafke Beir Shaboteh Gvoim Oshe Yoshevis Beemek. So if you're in a city that has skyscrapers, a big, where you. So then, you could daven later, even though it's going to be darker for you earlier. No, he says, "Bategvo umshu yoshevus be'emek." That's not, so. Either one, it's going to be darker earlier for you, and therefore you can daven mincha.
Now, what's considered a city? If I'm in Brooklyn, do I go based on the Empire State Building?
No, because that's a different. Because the Empire State Building is not affecting. Is
according to the original Svara, not my Svara, the Svara that we had in terms of you, I could be on the top of the Empire State Building, so I could do with that.
Right.
So if you're going with that.
So I mean, how far do you have? Top. How far do you have to be within the Tchum or whatever?
What's considered the city?
Yeah. Yeah, take a look at the Sefer Or Hayom on page 7. He says it's an old Sefer. It was printed in Vilna in Tof Reish Samech Aleph. 7. He says, V'nira ol b'mokum sheyesh l'fnei ha'adam ha'omer ha'aretz b'nyonim givohim. They're tall buildings. O ilanos gvom, or tall trees. O harim kozman shenira or hashemesh al habatim hagvoim. Hayin shemisha omed sham yira od guf hashemesh. Because if you're standing on top of the Empire State Building, you'll still see the sun. So even though you're not, we follow adayin lo nechshav kol hashkia lagamrei, rach nechshav hashkia kisha avra gamim komus hagvoim haomdim lefnei haadam. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there going to be any time difference between the way you said it or the way he said it? Will it be, that was, you view it ki'ilu, the building's not there, or view it ki'ilu, you're on top of the building?
Yes.
It's going to be different? Will it be different?
A major difference.
Yeah.
Around a good 5 minute break, the gap between them.
Yeah.
Let's do an experiment. Let's go to the top of the Empire State Building. Tell me when you see sunset, and I'll tell you what I see.
Okay, but he's mashma that.
This would have been easier about 2010.
Oh. Right. So if you take a look. Here, I want to show you the Evan HaEzel, and then Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this as well. So the Evan HaEzel on page 9. Yeah. Well, he was, Mrs. Zalman was at the meeting, he was one of the, he showed up at the meeting. Was Tukachinsky at the meeting too? Yeah, I have in the coming packets. I have a roster of who was at the meeting.
There's a history version for this year too.
Yes, so you come next week. You'll help your history credits. He says, "Mashachakar malos kvod toroso perkei al dasa mekomus hagvoas v'mekomus hanemuchim im torach lachshav kmo mishor." In other words, the places that are high, the places that are low. Do you have to treat them like the regular? Upashur etzlo shemekomus anemuchim avekimo hefsek choma. Hagvoim establish ein menachim hagova. It says like the places that are in the valley, that's like there's a choma. So if there's a choma, so we view it kilo, the choma's not there, like what you said. The places on top, that you follow what you are. And that's pshat in the Gemara. Yechelki machnis shabbos tveri, matzi shabbos betzipori. Shikar shabbosu al tveri ha'amuka. Iker hashevach, who al tveri ha'amuka. That's the chumra. That the people in Tveria are keeping Shabbos early. Because they don't really have to. Aval bibnei tzipori hu mi'ikar hadin. Because if you're down, it was like, that's what you were saying.
He wasn't holding, so there's no lack, because you can't say the other svara and holding.
Yeah. Right, so in other words, he's saying like what you're saying, dal mihacha. So anything that's blocking is as if it's not there. Now Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting tshuva on page 10, where he says like this. He wants to say a chiddush on page 10. He says, on the bottom of page 10, on the left corner, he says, "Lachein anochel ani esdai de medina enu klum asher b'shvil shahar mastir hashemesh lachsiva kishenishkol amokam hazeh kufurish barashi." He says, in other words, the fact that something is blocking, that doesn't count, mikra din. For shki, he wants to, his chiddush, a most unbelievable chiddush. He wants a mechalik between shkia and seis. That shkia sachama, is totally on when the sun sets. So if you're in a valley and the sun is really setting later, so then you so that doesn't count. The fact that something is like what you said, something's in the way, that doesn't count, because sunset is. Either you want to say it's the mokum that you're on, like you said. See, Rav Shem, yeah, the mokum you are. Take away the. There was, if the mountain is blocking, take it away. If it's not blocking, because you're on top, because really you follow, like Talaki said, Rav Yonis, that you follow where you are. But if there's something getting in your way of the vision, so dal mihacha. That's for shkia. And if you're on top of the mountain or the building or whatever, so then nothing is blocking. So you're great. So you follow where you are. Because the real din is the, like Yodos says, Basher Husham. Basher Husham. You follow where you are. But if something's blocking, but he says, so the guy in the valley, something's blocking, so it's getting dark early, so he doesn't have to follow... when it's really dark by him. That's just a chumra. That's Yehei Chelki. But Rav Moshe says, but the guy in the valley is also going to see the stars earlier too. Because since it's getting darker early, he's going to see the stars early. So that's Me'ikir Hadin. That whenever he sees the stars, even though that because of the mountain, it's blocking the sun, so he's going to see the stars earlier. That's Me'ikir Hadin, that he follows when he sees the stars.
Because seeing, might
not like
this. Yeah. It doesn't really work with his
shkia. Because shkia is toloi on when the what's below the horizon. So whatever you could, so you have to take away any. You know, any things, any blockades. But when he says, when it comes to in tzeis kachovim, is that totally berias kachovim? Wow. So the Moshe said,
if it had been, do I ever had been in tzeis kachovim?
The kaven dinirim, but also a mokim gimel kachovim beinim havi laila. So this is what Moshe says, that that when you see three stars, when is Shabbos over?
Three stars. I remember Rabbi Peretzky told me, he used to be the book in it, he went by Rabbi, by the top of the time. He said, in those days, you know, you didn't have a calendar to say with Shabbos. In those days, the top of the time, didn't come out of the house so much. He gave a little Sikhas Musar in the house before Shabbos. And then, towards the end of Sikhas Musar, he sent the Shabbos out to look to see if there were three stars. And then they would end the Shabbos. Rabbi Peretzky told me that sometimes the top of the time knew that he went a little long, so you tell the Shabbos you don't have to go out the start of the day. You don't have to go out. Because it's totally. And then the Rabbi Sif always said that he won't recite. That's how Rabbi Moshe came to his Shita of the 50 minutes in New York, based on going outside and going on the porch and looking at the three stars. So he says that the. So, no, but this is very relevant. Rabbi Moshe's thing. No, because it's where he is. Whenever you see. Whenever Rav Moshe's Shita is that three stars is holy when you see the three stars. So if you're in the valley, and therefore you can see three stars earlier, because you can get darkness quicker, and then you're going to have Shabbos earlier. So the Shabbos Shkia is holy on the actual Shkia, when it's going along the horizon. So any impediments, found it. It's a very humble support. Because what's that? Because it's holy. In the question of Ramal Chagas, the Seva. In other words, the shot of the three stars is either in the degree of darkness, or is it no? The stars, that's light. That's Mahala light. It's not a simon of the darkness. But that was a track. So Ramosha clearly holds that's not a simon. It's an excellent light of the three stars.
So what if there's lights on?
Let's say. The question is, what if the...
There shouldn't be any difference between that and...
Right. So therefore, the lights on you can see is
so
still...
So I can have a nice Tesla phone to last until 2 o'clock in the morning,
If the lights are on, then you're going to see it later, right?
Yeah. That's an obstacle.
Right.
It's a different
kind
of obstacle.
Right, Shabbos is going to end. It's a cloudy night. It's going to end. You don't see the stars. But if you do see the stars,
you can.
So even though the reason is right. In other words, seeing the stars, even though you were not seeing it, is not right because it's there. So you have a.
Well, the stars are always there. The stars are there during the day right now also. The sun's just. Right.
I mean, it's a chiddush. Rav Moshe is a very good chiddush. The clouds
are more of a thing. The clouds go in terms of a different thing. It's an obstacle.
Well, it's talking about both. It's talking the end of Shabbos. Right. So he says, so the people are very
really
young. But they was really old, so therefore they did it. They began Shabbos earlier, but that was just a chumrah. But the people in Tveria, they're mechuyev. But he said, but the people in Tzipori, they're mechuyev. But the people in Tveria for ending Shabbos, they'll end Shabbos when they see the three kochavim, and that's the din. There was even though you could say it's a chumrah maybe they kula because they're in Shabbos earlier than they're supposed to, because if you say that you're dal mihacha the mountain, so he says no, for the tzeis haShabbos it's not a din in darkness, it's a din in three kochavim, even though al pi din shkia, in other words, shkia is a din of shkia, and therefore it's a din of the cham. It's a kochavim, is it then in you seeing the kochavim?
Right.
It's a lumdish shavur.
Even according to Rav Moshe, there's a big difference between lights versus clouds. Clouds, I can see. The problem is there's an interference, like I'm inside.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to add. I don't want to get too long. One second. And then just a couple more things. Rav Abadi has a truvi on page 13 about if you're in the airplane. What's it then if you're in the airplane and you see the... So the airplane, you're going to see this, that's very high. It's even higher than the mountain. So he said, so Rav Abadi says, for hefsek tara, he tells if one wants to do a hefsek tara in the airplane, so he writes that he thinks that if you still see the sun, it's still you look outside, you still see light, so then it's still considered before shkia. He should put kol shi roach hama, bevadei havayom. Hare zek odom hanimtza barosh ahar. She'etz lo havayom kol zman shara panei hama. Then he quotes the Gemara on Shabbos. That would be the book of Rashiach Hashem. I'm in the Havi Laila, Lazli and Basar, Mokum Gavoa, Vinavon Klam Lam, Perish Hari Migash, the Echelki Hainu Imosu Hashem, Tila Shabbos, Havi Betfer, Vufi, Savadi Mashu Lokur Rashi, Adai Lom Tzasi, okay. Yeah, one second. So, Meshach Mukov, Machshachas Mibod Yom, Besvurim Shachashecha, Near Mizvar Rafi, the Muk of Hashecha Sham Lor Mina Davi Laila, right, and Lazlin Bosom Mokum Gavoa. So, what was he saying? For there was Ethel, it should be like he always tells me, Masher Husham, it should be. But he's saying, according to Rashi, those Rav Abadi really likes to say it's Masher Husham. Even by Tveri. So he says that won't work good with Rashi. If you say with the Rimigash, so the Rimigash is could be Mashma, not like Rashi, that it's a din, that you start at Shabbos here and Shabbos here, and each one is Medina. And the Chiddush is that you halavai that I should be in a Mokom where Medina I have to start Shabbos early, and Medina I have to end Shabbos late. There you have to be machmir.
Well, it's not
even the guy in the valley. You mean for Neitzachama?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So 1 second. So it should be. Yeah.
Okay,
it should be. No, but you just. Well, you view it, the har is not there. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right. Or you could say if the higher Dalmi Hacha the Dalmi Hacha. Right. That's what I wasn't. Well, that's the two pshatim you were saying. Either the higher is not there, or you're on top of it.
So
I don't know if there's such enough gemina.
So
right.
On the board, I never have a 2-hour day.
Yeah, one second. And then Rav Taplin discusses, so how do you, what's the din for Kriya Shema and all these things? Do you go buser how it is downstairs when you're on the plane or the way you is there? But this Chiddush of Rav Moshe is, and it's also, you know, in Vasikin, we have a Vasikin minion. So I know in Shalavim there was a tower nearby. So there's always a discussion. People were telling me to when to do Vasikin. Do you do what they call it, Nates Nira, Nates Nister? When do you do the Vasikin based on the Nates that Nira or Nister, meaning you know what it is, Kilo Dalmiha. See, Rav Shecht always likes to say that the Magen Avraham is sea level, but I'm not convinced that that's what the Magen Avraham means.
Even without the mountain.
Yeah, if you're in right, so well, right, so we didn't see anyone. I don't think the Magen Avraham means sea level. Do you think Magen Avraham means sea level?
No,
Rav Shechter says. Remember,
you're a long way to sea level.
Because what? It's very high.
No matter where you are, you're
even on the flat ground, you're way above. Okay, Rabosai, shh. Okay, I'm going to end now. I don't want to go too long, but that was the main idea here. Like Rabbi Badi always tells me, like, Basher Husham, he's a very much Basher Husham person. That, whereas you hold that if you didn't daven, if it's late, say you didn't daven Mincha, so just press the button on Belfer and go to and you want to do it before Shkia, so it's already Shkia on the ground floor, you were Machber, and you want to daven Mincha before Shkia, so just go to the top of Belfer and make a minion there. Well, if you say Mariel is Rashi, so then he was a little difficult with the Rashi. Right, the Rimagash didn't make it to the thing, but. Yeah. I think that's what he's saying here. I mean, that's what he's told me about, Bashir. Well, that's what it seems, because he's saying Rashi's against what he's saying, and if you say Rashi's Mariel, so... I mean, okay, Magen Avraham. I mean, the question, Magen Avraham, it's not the Mechaber, it depends how you view the Magen Avraham as in terms of the... Yeah. Okay, Rabbosai, I'd like to, 1 second... this is the basic idea of the shiur today. I'd like to say hello again to all the guests, and I want to wish you that you should enjoy. You come back, I'll talk to your Rebbe to see what time we'll have shiurim in the future. And it's a big schus to have you here, and you should enjoy. And maybe do some recruitment now. You can come here for college. You have learning here in the morning, and then you have college. You can become a doctor, a lawyer, and then you can learn also. So you should think of coming to Yeshiva University for your, first you should learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year or two. Right? When are you graduating high school? 10th grade. So, Od Shadei Shanim. Gamru 10th grade? Ma? It's 13. What? It's 13th grade. Really? You have 5 years of high school. How does it work? 5 years of high school. I would suggest you come to New York already. We can get you off in 5 years of high school. In New York, they won't stand for this. 5 years. We try to take the 4 and we make it 3. We're not even standing for 4 years. Okay, but thank you for coming. Enjoy your stay, and come to Yeshiva University when you finish. You should go learn Torah and Eretz Yisrael, then come back here, and we'll have chairs for you here, and it's very good. So Shabbat Shalom to everybody, and it's good to meet you all, and all the best.